My text this morning is taken from Mark 1, 4 to 11. That's Mark 1, 4 to 11. And so John came baptizing in the desert region and preaching of baptism and repentance for the forgiveness of sin. The whole Judea countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending upon him. And a voice came from heaven: you are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. In the Gospel of Mark 16, verse 16, Jesus said, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. These powerful words spoken by Jesus concern our salvation. He spoke about believing and baptism in a very simple, with very simple words and with boldness and conviction. Acts 2:12 says, salvation is found in Christ Jesus and no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. The second part of verse 16 also says, whoever is baptized will be saved. Baptism is a rule of the church by which a person publicly witnesses to his or her faith in Christ Jesus as their personal Savior and pledges their life to him in obedience and is received into the fellowship of the church. So we ask the question, is baptism important? By all means, it is important. Our Savior Jesus Christ was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. Jesus commanded that all who believe in him should get baptized. Acts 2:41 says, those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. Baptism is also a sign of inward cleansing by putting to death our sinful self, of putting on Christ Jesus, of uniting with his church, of entering into a covenant with our Lord, and receiving the Holy Spirit. Luke 15:10 says, in the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. In the same way, I get excited and overjoyed when one soul repents and accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and requests for baptism. As we look further into the scripture, the Apostle Peter says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This verse begins with repent, which means to admit we have wronged or feel regret for wrongful actions. The Bible reminds us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Further, we read in Isaiah where the prophet says, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned his own way. We are all sinners, whether we are construction workers, lawyers, farmers, students, teachers, nurses, housewives, husbands, young or old. We all have failed in the eyes of God. But remember, if we humbly come into his presence and confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. How simple it is to fall on our knees and confess our sin and he will cleanse us from all wickedness and evil. 1 John 2:2 says, Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only ours, but for the sins of the whole world. Remember, on its own, baptism will not save us. We are only saved by faith through grace in Christ Jesus. The last part of verse 38 says, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is present in every true believer. He is living. He's living within us. He can help us overcome temptations, the temptations that we face daily. He helps us to overcome fear, brings comfort in time of sorrow, pain and grief. He brings joy to our lives and so much more. The Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit is a living being. He is one of the three persons of the Holy Trinity. He intercedes, he leads us, he commands us, he is ever present, all powerful, and he is eternal. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the Holy Spirit provides the fruits of the Spirit in us, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. The person controlled by the Holy Spirit is becoming the person God wants us to be. As the Holy Spirit produces God's love in us, it will flow through us and to others. Joy to express happiness and the fact of sharing love and joy. The Holy Spirit fills us with his peace, which helps us, guides us, and gives us direction in time of trials. His peace gives us a calming heart. The Spirit produces patience. Patience will then be our normal attitude with and toward others. A spirit of gentleness gives us politeness, graciousness, and consideration for others. The Spirit gives us goodness, being well-behaved, worthy, and agreeable. The Spirit gives us faithfulness, being trustworthy and loyal. Gentleness is submitting to God's will and being humble. The Spirit of God gives us self-control and the power to restrain or be under control.